A small talk radio station in northwestern Montana has opened some old wounds in a region that has seen changes in its traditional economy. Radio station KGEZ in Kalispell only broadcasts within a 150-mile radius. Its owner and primary voice is fueling an ugly war of words between those who believe they've lost a way of life and the environmentalists they hold responsible. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
To hear John Stokes tell it on his AM radio station, Montana's Flathead Valley is under siege.
I see a birth of the Fourth Reich, and it's up to no good. And when you see the power, hungry madness of these people...
He's talking about environmentalists, and while most people in this picturesque valley aren't exactly poised for another Holocaust, Stokes has succeeded in getting the attention of those he's targeting.
There's danger and threats in almost every quote, and there's a twisted laugh mentality.
After hearing his friends vilified on the air, this man won't give his name.
He talks about if something happened to an environmentalist, it would emit no emotion out of him more than a bug hitting the windshield. I really believe that's true with him. That's why I think he's dangerous.
Whether or not he incites violence or promotes hate, as some charge, John Stokes is creating tension, at least between his show's listeners and its detractors. For 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, Stokes, with an occasional amen from his wife Pam, rails against everything from country music to the United Nations. Admittedly, his favorite topic is the environmental community, which he believes has enjoyed unchecked power and influence for far too long. His callers, often the same ones every day, share the same belief.
They're not preserving anything anymore. They're absolutely destroying America. And you can stand up and tell these people that what they're doing is destructive and wrong.
And that's one of the things that they resent about the station, why they're in attack mode. And let's make no mistake about it. It's the extremist left wing of the Democratic Party. That's where the Fourth Reich, the Green Nazis, have moved into.
While Kalispell, a thriving community of 20,000, now enjoys one of the most diverse economies in the state, Stokes' rhetoric still strikes a chord with some. For decades, the timber industry here was a driving force. And while the global market is largely responsible for poor prices and mill closures, some also blame environmental policies like the Endangered Species Act. Stokes has tapped into that resentment and points the finger at people like Cesar Hernandez, who works for the Montana Wilderness Association.
There's little incidents. You get phone calls in the height of fire season, people saying, has your house burnt down, you know?
Hernandez has lived in Montana for nearly 30 years and spent much of it as a logger. He's grown used to the threats, but says what's more troubling is that the scapegoating stymies any effort to reach common ground.
Times are changing, practices are changing, people are changing, and, you know, even the timber industry is seeing the light. I think some conservationists are mellowing. You know, we all use paper, we use wood products, you know, and there are efforts to come and meet somewhat towards the center, and this kind of dialogue just totally destroys that.
Along with the talk show, Stokes has also gained attention through events like Anti-Earth Day, where he burned a giant green swastika, and by inciting listeners to march into a local school and seize collection cans for a Save the Rainforest campaign. His comparisons of environmentalists to Nazis prompted a human rights group to sponsor a community lecture by a Holocaust survivor. A day later, Stokes responded on the air.
Too bad, so sad. Get over it. It happened. You're running around now is because of something happened to you 50 years ago. Don't come preaching to me or trying to get sympathy on the front page of the paper and then say, I'm a victim because the Nazis killed my family. Well, you should have stood up for yourself when you had the time.
Stokes says he had nothing against the survivor, but rather was angry about how he let himself be used. Stokes is the first to admit his rants are on the edge. 7 years ago, he tried to start Freedom County, a secessionist movement in Washington state, after spending $450,000 to fight regulators who denied him a building permit because his lakefront property contained a wetland. In Montana, he led the fight against valley planning initiatives, warning residents such efforts would lock up the land and take away their personal rights. A year ago, he bought the radio station. Stokes says he's providing a forum and shrugs off the suggestion that his vitriol is splitting the community.
No, it's not. I'm not dividing anybody. The division always arises when you have an extreme left point of view running the agenda. You know, it's going to alienate farmers. It's going to alienate the timber industry. It's going to alienate the aluminum people, the mills that bear the brunt of those policies. So whenever you do something with brute force, you're going to piss people off.
But some believe he's crossed the line.
If I had to sum it up simply, Stokes is a bully.
Ken Toole, a Democratic senator who heads up Montana's Human Rights Network, admits that engaging with Stokes just provides him with more fodder, but he says he shouldn't be ignored.
More importantly, there needs to be a voice in the community saying, hey, wait a minute, this is intimidation. This is not what our community is about. We can disagree about environmental issues or whatever, but we're not going to demonize our community members.
Toole believes Stokes will become increasingly marginalized. Kalispell's conservative mayor editorialized against him. The attorney general and most recently the governor refused to appear on his show, denouncing him for advocating violent behavior toward specific individuals. But Stokes laughs it off, suggesting on the air that someone call in a bomb threat to the governor's office. And so far, he says, all the attention has been great for business.
You're up next on The Edge.
Good morning, John and Pam. This is Steve in Eureka.
Hi, Steve.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Kalispell.